This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back to Saturday Magazine. You're with Macca, of course, and myself, David Allen. And we just had Victorian Attorney General Jacqueline Symes in the studio with us. Macca, what an interview. That was, there were some significant things said
and
there.
And some strong commitments and statements there. So thank you, Jacqueline.
And some exclusives.
Yes.
Just like to throw that one in.
Exactly. Now, our next guests are Guy Davenport and Sienna Costello from Life Saving Victoria. And I'm, you know, Life Saving Victoria, I don't know, as an organisation, how long has it been around? Like 100 years, probably more?
Well, Life Saving Victoria is the amalgamation of Royal Life Saving Victoria and Surf Life Saving Victoria. They joined together, I believe, in 2008. And so
it'd be a long time. Before
water safety and life saving all across the state. We're all in one organisation, unlike other states across Australia.
Yeah. Do you think people, do they ever think, other than, you know, when they're drowning perhaps, what what life saving is about? Because, you know, you go to the beach and you know, a patrol beach, and you see the flags. Do you think people ever actually give much thought to it, but actually realise that the huge majority of lifesavers are volunteers, aren't they?
I believe that most people don't know that we are. A lot believe that we are paid. Some of us are paid, particularly if we work during the week or within Life Saving Victoria as the organisation. But all your clubbies on the weekends and they're yellow and red are volunteers.
Right. And do you, Guy, you know, it's an interesting, you know, to dedicate your time and your efforts to doing, you know, life saving. What's the most challenging part of it?
So there's a lot involved, as you're saying. It's all volunteer-based. Mm-hmm. There's so many elements. You look at Nippers. Nippers is primarily always run by volunteers as well. So another hurdle we sort of have is that some of the parents involved bringing their kids in have a bit of an understanding of what we just said then, that it is a paid thing, but we're not. We're giving up our time. So having that parent involvement is probably the hardest thing, to try to get people to just come off the beach a little bit more and get involved.
Yeah.
Now, I was a nipper myself.
Oh, you were.
Many millions of years ago in Queensland. And of course, being in Queensland and in the 90s, you know, the idea of being a queer teen just did not enter into the conversation. Yeah. So I'm fascinated to hear, what sort of experience can young queer nippers expect these days? What goes on? Because I remember it as a fantastic, fabulous social and physical experience, but it would be great to see that sort of rainbow element in there as well.
I think what we've got things like the LSV have dialed into a lot of inclusion at the moment. So things like pride boards, seeing that we're inclusive as a club, having, say, a flag up. But not just that, the culture of the club. So if you look at, I'd say 99.9% of clubs will always have this culture of inclusion. Doesn't matter where you come from, the walks of life. And I think it's in their actions. Being able to be understanding of someone's needs if they identify as a queer representative. And it just goes through, say, the presidents, the club captains, and just let them know that it's a safe space, including bathrooms that are non-binary. There's lots of things you can do as a club, and that we see across the Victorian clubs at the moment.
Yeah, safe space is a good word.
Absolutely.
Pair of words. Fantastic.
And we're really big on making sure that there's implementation in governments about safeguarding of children and having those people that are there if you need to talk. And they can also see on Life Saving Victoria's social media that we attend Midsummer Pride March with all the other emergency services. We are a part of the Emergency Management Vic Pride Network. So they can see that we do get involved in these other events, and they can see that it is a safe space, and having our Pride patrols or Rainbow patrols. I believe most states across, most clubs across the state had one this year, which is really exciting. My club had their first one where I was the patrol captain. So, you know, we got out the rainbow flags. I had a little raffle for Pride in Sport where people just got like rainbow beach chairs and things. But it was really good to give a little bit of a speech and to the nippers and let them know that it is a safe space and they have allies everywhere.
Can I tell you how good it makes me feel that an organisation that's been around so long and, you know, that is made up of so many people in their communities, and you know, there's life-saving clubs all over Victoria, and it's made up of people in their community of all ages, and to see such a, you know, such positive role modelling, such support of the LGBTQI plus community, it means a lot, but it actually sends a really strong message to those communities because often lifesavers, like other, you know, like fireys, like paramedics. Mm. The police are part of the community, and to be visible and to stand up for those values actually makes a huge difference. Mm. It makes a huge difference.
I agree. I think when you look at my community, like I belong to the LGBTQI community. I think I got the letters right. It's changed since my day. And I've always felt included in Lifesaving Victoria through all levels of my involvement. So I was involved from nippers as a parent and also currently now club president at Tramana. I feel supported by my committee, supported by LSV. So definitely it does make me feel very happy inside as well to know that the community is accepted within LSV. But I think a big strong point is that when you accept a community or accept a minority group, you're open to all minority groups.
Yes.
And that's what I find with Lifesaving Victoria. There's so much more. Like, we're involved with the queer community, but we're also involved with women at patrol, and we're just involved with a lot of different activities with different minority groups. So it's great.
And I was going to say, you know, when you guys are on the beach and you're watching what's happening in the water, you don't go, oh, no, we're not going to go out and rescue that person because they're this, right? Yeah. So therefore, you know, you need to be diverse and you need to represent the community. Someone's drowning, you save them. You don't go, oh, no, they've got the wrong colour.
Absolutely.
They've got the wrong coloured hair, or we don't like their bathers, or, you know, whatever.
Now, supposing we've got listeners who are hearing this and going, I would love to contribute, what sort of opportunities are available? I mean, and I'm going to lean heavy on the nippers here because I had so much fun. Nippers, parents, what do we got?
Oh, we have a whole range of things. So you can be a volunteer on a committee level at clubs. You can be a nipper. They're usually under the age of 14 years, which is kind of like a sport making life-saving kind of fun for little ones to get involved. You can compete, like sand events, swimming. We have IRBs, which are like motorized boats. We have international competitions as well.
Yeah, there's so many levels. I think it's really important as well just to let people know that I think some people think sometimes you have to be a patrolling member to be a part of the club, and that's just not right. Yeah. There's so much that you can do to support, like what we've just said with nippers. With patrols, you can just have your first aid and you can do it, be on the beach and help with the first aid responses. But clubs run through volunteers, so admin, just like being there as a person, being a supportive, like we've got the child protection officers, and just there's so much you can get involved in if you don't want to be on the beach but still want to be a part of that.
You can even start off as just a social member and see if the atmosphere is what you like. You can, there's so many clubs across Victoria. You have
roughly
your surf
how
beaches.
Many?
57, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Mm. Any chance of meeting Jet Kenny?
Fun fact, my parents were in like, when you compete in masters, the age groups are really a lot bigger, and so they have been at some surf competitions. They haven't said hi. Good work, Mum. But they have been at the same competitions.
Yeah, come back with a selfie, and we'll have this conversation again. It'll be great.
I want to ask Sienna, and I'll also ask Guy. But Sienna, how old were you when you learnt to swim?
Oh, I was in the swimming pool doing swimming lessons when I was probably about 6 months old.
Wow.
My parents started me really young, and I joined Nippers when I was 5 years old, and I've been involved in life-saving ever since. I now work at a state level. Off after this, I'm monitoring all our radio channels across the state.
And you, Guy?
I was, as far as I can remember, I was in the water. My pop, my mum were in life-saving Black Rock, Half Moon Bay. So I grew up like third generation. My son now, he's part of the life-saving. So it's just always been a part of who we are.
I think, amazing.
I was a kid when mum used to rock up to the beach. Nippers was a lot different.
Mm.
And it was middle of winter and I'd be crying saying I don't want to hop in. And she'd go, get out of the car and get in the water. So,
memory.
Yeah, so as long as I can remember, I've had that beach activity as well.
So if people are interested in becoming part of Life Saving Victoria, how do they do it?
Register with your local club. Always reach out to your club. You can always reach out to LSV and then go through the process. It's just a matter of belonging to a club and then being a part of SLSA and getting your members profile, and then you can attach to a couple of different clubs if you like. They've got dual memberships, so you can always move around, and that's probably encouraged more in Victoria to be a part of something more than just your club. It's a big family, so
yeah. And this is for everyone regardless of age, so you can start at Nippers when you're about 5 years old. But I heard a story of someone that just joined in their 60s and now they're working on jet skis for Life Saving Victoria on their weekends as well as being down at the beach, I think at Gunnamatta, every weekend.
Fabulous.
Which is one of the most dangerous beaches, so it's not just for people that are young like Guy or me, it's for everyone. And they even have grey bronze medallions for those that have a bit of grey in their hair. And it's all run in the same group, so you're not against like fast little whippersnappers in their 20s.
Everyone in the studio is looking at me. The jet ski has some appeal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Look, thanks, Sienna and Guy, and I appreciate you making the time to come in. This is a community organisation, Life Saving Victoria, that has been around a very long time in various forms. It's run by volunteers. It's about the community. You should support it. And if you're interested, you should go and talk to your club about joining and what role you can play. Mm-hmm. And certainly as if you're a member of the LGBTQI plus community, you will feel welcomed and valued. And that is always good. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Off to the beach with you.
Yeah, hopefully, you don't have to dive in and rescue someone today.
Oh, I'll be in the office. So I'm
You'll
good.
Be in the office?
Yep. Yeah, I'll be down.
It's up to you, Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thanks so much. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. Macca and Dave, stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.